Gary Wills is one of America's most prominent historians and critics. He's the author of many books, including the Pulitzer Prize winner Lincoln at Gettysburg. Wills is also one of America's most publicly prominent Catholics, and his latest book, Why I Am a Catholic, is intended to address, among other things, the scandals that have recently rocked the Catholic Church. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
A few weeks ago, I had a meeting with a lawyer to fill out some paperwork. We got to a line on the form that asked about my religious affiliation. Skeptical Catholic, I told the lawyer. She smiled politely and wrote down, none. I let it go. Maybe you have to be inside the club to appreciate that skeptical or even lapsed Catholicism is its own religious subdenomination, not a form of atheism. Catholics with a question mark, like me, go to Mass erratically. We're the ones responsible for spiking attendance figures after September 11th. Confidently secular friends of mine regard the priestly pederasty scandals with an air of smugness. What do you expect of the people who gave us the Inquisition? Said one cynic I know. The whole horror certainly makes me sad for the victims of priestly sexual abuse, but also for the decent priests I've met who have a tough enough time these days publicly sporting that Roman collar. In my most optimistic moods, I think the scandals will hasten in the inevitable ordination of women, at which point, who knows, I might even rejoin the fold. Even though he doesn't share my spiritual condition of being perpetually on the fence, Gary Wills understands it. A lifelong practicing Catholic, one who even says the rosary regularly, Wills has also been a longtime critic of the church, who believes he shouldn't have to check his brains at the door when he attends Mass. A couple of years ago, Wills wrote a book called Papal Sin that discussed the dishonest dealings of the church hierarchy in modern times. In his latest book, Why I Am a Catholic, he resumes his clear-eyed scrutiny of Machiavellian church officials. About the bishops and cardinals who've covered up the monstrous actions of priestly sexual abusers, Wills says, they reasoned this way. Since the saving truth of the gospel will reach more souls in need of it if they feel that priests bringing it to them are holy, it is necessary, for the good of souls and the honor of God, to maintain the priestly aura with deception. That is, the truth must be served with lies. Why I Am a Catholic is meant as a sequel to Papal Sin, as well as a response to those readers who questioned how Wills can remain a Catholic in light of all the evils he's ascribed to the Church. Troubled belief is not disbelief, Wills says in the introduction to this book. An unexamined faith is not a faith, it is a superstition. Why I Am a Catholic is really two books, at least. To answer the central question about the endurance of his faith, Wills writes an entertaining and succinct spiritual autobiography in which he talks about his partly Irish Catholic boyhood in the 1940s and his years as a Jesuit seminarian, the only time in his life, he says, that he seriously questioned the existence of God. He also recalls his friendship with fellow Catholics like William Buckley and the Berrigan brothers, and his deep love of G.K. Chesterton, the early modern Catholic writer who's been a perpetual inspiration. The second narrative here is more scholarly, dealing as it does with the 2,000-year saga of the Catholic Church and the at best speckled careers of all the popes who've ever presided over it. John Paul II, the current pontiff, earns particularly scathing criticism for his close connections to Opus Dei, a secretive, ultra-conservative, and quasi-religious sect, as well as for his dogged insistence on alienating millions of Catholics worldwide over the issues of birth control, abortion, gay rights, and the ordination of women. This, the most extensive section of Will's book, is addressed to readers who already care about church history and theological and political arguments. Even when Will's waxes personal again, as he does in the final chapter where he discusses his bedrock belief in the Apostles' Creed, he's not preaching to the uninitiated. Instead, he sounds, well, like a former Jesuit, someone whose faith is intertwined with rigorous mental disquisitions. Wills won't win any converts to Catholicism with his theologizing, But on the other hand, his learned, contentious approach to religion is a refreshing change from New Agey pap, as well as from the know-nothing, knee-jerk fundamentalism that's informing the current national debate about the Pledge of Allegiance. If God and country are worth fighting for, Gary Wills might say, they're also worth fighting with.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Why I Am a Catholic by Gary Wills.